frizzled. So mm-hmm. I think that's where fritter, you know, mm-hmm. fritters.
I've noticed in Georgia that they call what I think of as pancakes, they call those fritters.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes
and that's
fritters.
Why.
I mm-hmm. see. And this is a combination.
And flan can even be the English flan. But usually that you think of fruit when you think, I do, mm-hmm. I think of. Mm-hmm. But then I come from English ancestry, mm-hmm. so I think of a flan.
How about what I had for lunch today, which was just delicious at the townhouse, made of peaches.
Cobbler.
Yes, is that
a peach cobbler. And that was a way they could use leftover biscuit. It's good done that way today, if you know how. They buttered the leftover biscuit from breakfast. You buttered those and toasted them in the oven to make the crust of the layers of crust on the inside.
Hmm.
And the leftover, all the edges around the biscuit dough, they made all that again into a ball and rolled it out and put the oil on it and the sugar and put it over the top and made steam vents in the top, put it in the oven and baked it, and that's your cobbler.
That's cobbler.
Of course, some cobblers were made like the dumpling, but that's called fruit dumplings.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still on the cobbler principle.
And if you had some pudding and you made something very sweet to pour over the pudding, what would that be?
Syrup.
That'd be syrup or sauce.
Sauce or syrup.
Uh-huh.
Now, they made many sauces. My family did, and all the other families, out of their jams and jellies. If at Christmas, if you had pancakes or fritter cakes for breakfast, and make a delicious sauce to accompany that by diluting the jam and the jelly, and putting the butter in it.
I see.
Like Ms. Butterworth's butter,
uh-huh.
syrup, and you poured that over your hot.
It sounds great.
Cake. It is good.
How about different kinds of fresh fish and seafood that you remember?
Well, the most common was the channel cat, because the Tennessee River and the Hatchie River abounds in catfish, and of course brim and bass.
It was any seafood brought into your father's
store? Oh yes, oysters.
Is that right?
Oysters and
on the train,
shrimp. Mm-hmm. From
shrimp?
New Orleans.
From New Orleans.
Get that?
Mm-hmm. Well, that must have been quite an event.
Oh, it was. especially at Thanksgiving, when you think about oyster stuffing and having fresh oysters.
Mm-hmm. Brought all the way from New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Must be what?
800
miles.
Mm-hmm. Packed in the ice.
When you ate chicken and you found a bone like this.
Oh, that's the pulley bone.
That's the pulley bone.
And that's the wishing bone. Yes, the pulley bone is the wishbone.
Tell me.
Either one.
When you would break it, did you
There's
have
a long one.
Yes.
Long and a short one.
Yes.
And I know we vied for the wishbone, for the pulley bone.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that got the long side of the bone, your wish came true. And the one that got the short one, of course, yours didn't come true.
I see. Did you have a name for the long part?
No.
Did you ever hear that called the boy bone?
No.
I don't know. I've heard that. I don't know what it means or what significance it
is. I don't know either. I've never heard it.
I'd like to